The first question. How to start the journey? The journey has already started. You are not to start it. Everybody is already in the journey. We have found ourselves in the middle of it. There is no beginning to it and no end to it. Life is journey. The first thing to be understood is that it has not to be started now. It has always been going on. You are in the journey. This has to be recognized. Unconsciously you are in the journey. That's why it feels as if you have to start it. Recognize it. Become conscious about it. The very recognition becomes the beginning. The moment you recognize that you are always moving, going somewhere, knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, unwillingly, but you are going. Some great force is constantly working within you. God is evolving. He is constantly creating something within you. So it is not how to start it. The right question will be how to recognize it. It is there. Recognition is not there. For example, trees die, but they don't know. Birds and animals die, but they don't know. Only man knows that he has to die. That knowledge is also very cloudy. Not clear. And the same is with life. The birds are alive, but they don't know that they are alive. Because how can you know life if you don't know death? How can you know that you are alive if you don't know that you are going to die? Both the recognitions come together. They are alive, but they don't recognize that they are alive. Man recognizes a little that he is going to die, but that recognition remains very cloudy, hidden in deep smoke. And the same is true about life. You are alive, but you don't know exactly what being alive means. That too is cloudy, not clear. When I say recognition, I mean becoming alert. What this life energy is, that is already on the way. To become aware of one's own being is the beginning of the journey. To come to a point where you are so absolutely alert that not even a fragment of darkness exists around you is the end of the journey. But in fact, the journey never starts and never ends. You will continue even after that. But then the journey will have a total different meaning, totally different quality to it. It will be sheer delight. Right now, it is mere misery. How to start the journey? become more alert about your actions, about your relationships, about your movements. Whatsoever you do, even an ordinary thing like walking on the street, try to become alert. Try to take steps with full awareness. Buddha used to say to his disciples, when you take the right foot, remember, now this is the right foot. When you take the left, remember, now this is the left. When you breathe in, remember that now I am breathing in. When you breathe out, remember that now I am breathing out. Not that you have to verbalize it. Not that you have to say in words that I am breathing in. Just becoming alert that now the breath is going in. I am saying to you, so I have to use words. But when you are becoming alert, you need not use words. Because words are like smoke. Don't use words. Just feel the breath going in and filling your lungs, then being emptied. Just watch. And soon you will come to a recognition, a great recognition, that it is not simply breathing that goes in and out. It is life itself. Each breath in is life infusing its energy in you. Each breathing out is a short death. With each breath, you die and you are reborn. Each breath is a crucifixion and a resurrection. And when you will watch it, you will come to know a beautiful feeling of trust. When you breathe out, there is no certainty that you will be ever able to breathe in again. What is the certainty? Who has guaranteed it? Who can guarantee it that you will be able to breathe in again? But somehow a deep trust, you know that I will breathe again. Otherwise, breathing will become impossible. If you become so afraid that who knows, if I lose my breath out and if I go through this small death, what is the certainty that I will be able to breathe in again? If I can't breathe then it is better not to breathe out. Then you will die immediately. If you stop breathing out, you will die. But a deep trust exists. That trust is part of life. Nobody has taught you. When the child starts walking for the first time, a tremendous trust exists in him that he will be able to walk. Nobody has taught. He has just seen other people's walk, that's all. But how he can come to a conclusion that I will be able to walk? He is so tiny. People are so big. Giants compared to him. And he knows that whenever he stands, he falls down. But still he tries. Trust is inbuilt. It is in your every cell of life. He tries. Many times he will fall. He will try again and again and again. And one day, trust wins over. And he starts walking. If you watch your breath, you will become aware of a deep layer of trust. A subtle trust in life. No doubt, no hesitation. If you walk and walk alert, By and by you will become aware that you are not walking. You are being walked by. That's a very subtle feeling that life is moving through you, not that you are moving. When you feel hungry, if you are aware, you will see life is feeling hungry within you, not you. Becoming more alert will make you conscious of the fact that only one thing you have got that you can call mine, and that is witnessing. Everything else belongs to the universe. Only witnessing belongs to you. But when you become aware of witnessing, even the idea of being I is dissolved. That too does not belong to you. That was part of darkness, part of the clouds that had gathered around you. In the clear light, when the sky is open and the clouds had disappeared and the sun is bright, there is no possibility of any idea of being I. Then simply witnessing is. Nothing belongs to you. That witnessing is the goal of the journey. How to start the journey? Start becoming more and more a witness. Whatsoever you do, do it with deep alertness. Then even small things become sacred. Then cooking or cleaning become sacred. They become worship. It is not the question what you are doing. The question is how you are doing it. You can clean the floor like a robot, a mechanical thing. You have to clean it, so you clean it. Then you miss something beautiful. Then you wasted those moments only in cleaning the floor. Cleaning the floor could have been a great experience. You missed it. The floor is cleaned. But something that could have happened within you has not happened. If you were aware, not only the floor, but you would have felt a deep cleansing. Clean the floor full of awareness, luminous with awareness, work or sit or walk, but one thing has to be a continuous thread that make more and more moments of your life luminous with awareness. Let the candle of awareness burn in each moment, in each act. The cumulative effect is what enlightenment is. The cumulative effect, all the moments together, all small candles together, become a great source of light.